Monday, December 19, 2022, 04:24:15.
911, what is the location of the emergency?
921 North Ash Street.
That's 921 North Ash Street in Spokane?
Yes.
Is that a house or an apartment?
It's an apartment.
Is there a unit number? Oh, 8, you said?
A.
A is an Adam?
Yes.
Is there a number or anything like that?
You mean on the apartment?
Yeah, or is it just the letter?
It's just the letter. It's the first apartment.
And you're calling from 509-514-3437?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell me exactly what happened.
My roommate's yelling at the top of his lungs. It's like, I live in Independent at the Malin place, and he's like super paranoid. There's like a ghost. He's been going in and out all night long, like checking to see if there's a ghost there or something.
Does he need
he's
medical attention?
He's currently yelling at the top of his lungs.
Okay, I just need to make sure, though. Do you think he needs medical attention?
Oh, absolutely. He's like a paranoid schizophrenic. You might want to come out with crisis or something.
Bear with me. Is he going to cooperate with responders?
I don't know.
Is he going to be violent with them?
He'll be testy, I'd imagine, a little belligerent.
Okay, but I need to know, is he going to be violent with our responders?
I would prepare for it.
Okay. And I want to make sure you said schizophrenia and what else?
It seems like it's paranoid schizophrenia.
Okay.
He's off his meds.
Bear with me. Does he have any weapons?
No.
Okay. Bear with me. Let me get this information over to my dispatchers and get some help started for you. There's a little bit more information I do need to go over with you, but it's not slowing anything down. It just gets more information for our responders. Are you with him now?
I'm in my bedroom trying to sleep.
Okay. And how old is he?
I think he was born in 1956.
No, I'm sorry, 1956?
Yes.
Thank you. Is he awake?
Yes.
Is he breathing?
Yes. He's just in the living room yelling at the top of his lungs.
And is he violent?
He's belligerent.
Okay. Are any weapons involved?
No.
Is he responding normally?
No.
Is he talking, standing, or sitting up on his own?
He's like walking around.
Okay. Has he done anything to injure himself?
No.
Is he thinking about injuring himself?
I don't think so.
And where is he right now?
He's either in the living room or the bathroom from what it seems like I'm walking around. He's been going in and out of the house all night.
Bear with me. And you said he's in the living room or where?
He just flushed the toilet.
Okay, and was this a sudden change in his behavior or personality?
Yeah, he used to be really chill and calm.
Does he have a history of mental health conditions?
Does he have a prior health condition?
Does he have a history of mental health conditions?
Oh, I just think mental health.
Okay.
Is this a Malin place?
I'm sorry, what was that?
We live at the Malin place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but does
and
he have a
we're
history
in an apartment
of,
complex.
Does he have a history of psychiatric problems?
Yes.
Thank you. And is that the paranoid schizophrenia?
It seems like it. Could be just bipolar, but he's got schizoaffective, actions.
And has he ever had a confrontation with public safety responders?
Not that I'm aware of, but probably.
Okay. Does he have a safety plan in place?
Not that I'm aware of.
Has he recently had a change to or stopped taking any prescribed medications?
Yes, absolutely.
Do you know what those medications are?
No.
Were they like routine prescription medications to your knowledge?
Yes, psych meds. But like all the staff here know that he's not taking his meds.
And has he taken any medication or other substances today?
Has he?
Correct.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. We are notifying the fire department to help you now. Stay on the line and I'll tell you exactly what to do next.
Okay.
If it is safe to do so, observe him continuously and beware of any aggressive behavior. If it is safe to do so, protect him from himself. And when the responders arrive, follow their directions and never approach them with anything in your hands. This will help keep everyone safe.
Well, I'm in my bedroom. I don't really know what to do. I'm kind of afraid to go outside. My bedroom.
And I just wanted to check, sir, has there been any recent incidences of you calling us or regarding your roommate?
Yeah, it was yesterday, but not two roommates.
And is it the same problem as yesterday?
Yeah, but now it's later at night. And he's doing it, like, right now. He just took a break, but he's, like, going off.
Okay. And what is his name?
And I was told by the manager of the apartment complex that since I'm independent, I have to call the police. So that's what I'm doing.
And what is his last name?
Dylan.
D-Y-L-A-N?
I think so.
And his first name?
James.
J-A-M-E-S?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you know his middle initial?
I don't.
Date of birth or age?
He was born in 1956, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so he's 66 years old?
Something like that.
Thank you. Alrighty. If you're able to do so safely, reassure him that help is on the way. If you get more information or if anything gets worse in any way, call us back for further instructions.
Okay.
And I want to make sure one more time. This is at 921 North Ash Street. Unit A is Adam.
Yeah, it's the apartment with the big deck metal, or I'm sorry, I'm a little frazzled. The porch is concrete.
Okay. Bear with me. And you said your landlord told you to call in, is that right?
Yeah, and I did yesterday, and there was nothing they could do, but he was yelling, and they should have came.
Okay.
But he was just, like, talking to himself, like, waking me up with that last night, but it's getting worse.
Okay, has he been threatening anything?
Yeah, like a ghostly presence.
But has he been threatening anything?
Like, get out.
Anything?
Like, yelling, anything? Get out. I'll take care of you.
Okay. Has he been threatening anything else towards anyone? Any kind of violence, anything like that?
No, just like his violent, paranoia.
Okay.
Right now he's in his bedroom.
Okay. Is he still yelling?
No, I think he knows that I'm on the phone, so he shut up.
Alrighty. Well, I do have a request for assistance there at the 921 North Ash Street. Unit A is an Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And bear with me here. So my dispatcher is wanting me to advise you that when they spoke with you yesterday, is that right? Law enforcement spoke with you yesterday? Did law enforcement speak with you yesterday? Okay.
Yes.
Our dispatchers are advising to refer to the options that they gave you yesterday, and it's something law enforcement will not be involving in again.
Okay.
And
yeah, I just called the management, and they told me to call the police again. No, they didn't talk to management. I talked to the staff, and they're going to inform the management.
Okay.
But the management just tells me to contact the police, so the staff told me to contact the police. And I'm just following their lead on me what to do.
Okay. Bear with me here. Let me get that information in there. Just so they know what's going on. Alrighty.
Yeah, and yeah, like yelling now again.
What's your first name?
Lucas.
L-U-C-A-S-A-S?
Yes.
Middle
yes.
initial?
C.
C as in Charles?
Yes.
Last name?
Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R.
Date of birth?
11/27/1979.
I just want to make sure I had your last name right. That was W as in William, E, R as in Robert, N as in Nora, E, R as in Robert.
Did you get the E at the end? Werner, W-E-R-N-E-R.
Thank you. All right, I just wanted to be sure on that. All right, Lucas, well, I do have the request for assistance there, but if anything else changes or escalates, please give us a call back with an update.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Monday, December 19, 2022, 0435 and 16 seconds.